As federal and state governments tackle water supply issues, they may soon be seeking advice from the New South Wales regional city of Orange. The city in the central west of the state is about to become the first centre in Australia to harvest stormwater. It'll be trapped from around the city, then treated and supplied to local households. The council hopes that in an average year, stormwater will supply 90% of Orange's water. Bridget Glanville visited Orange and filed this report.
In the central west New South Wales city of Orange, residents are on level 5 water restrictions and the main dam is at 38% capacity. The plan to harvest stormwater, treat it and supply it to households may make life a little easier for its 40,000 residents. Those who have lived through the last 7 years of drought have welcomed the move.
Be happy to drink it. Yeah, it wouldn't worry me as long as it was cleaned properly. Not a problem. I drink out of my rainwater tank and it's not filtered, so...
It'd be the best thing you could ever do, because how much rain goes down the drain and it doesn't get used. Like, you put tanks in the street or anywhere like that, the excess out of the tank will still end up in the creeks or the rivers.
On average, Orange uses 5,000 megalitres of water a year. Stormwater harvesting will create an extra 4,000 megalitres. The council looked at a number of options to try to increase the town's water supply and found that this was the most sustainable and affordable, costing around $10 million to set up. Gary Stiles is the general manager of Orange City Council.
There's about three or four main subcatchments in Orange, and if you just pick one of them, we'll go to where that runs down towards the watercourses. What we'll set up is some gross pollutant traps to try and pull out any the litter and sediment type pollutants. The idea is that you let the first intense flush go that tends to have the vast majority of contaminants, and that then you trap the cleaner water that's beyond that. We transfer it into some storages, allow some detention time and some testing, and then we put it into our main dams.
But not all residents are happy. Harvesting the stormwater will affect 71 landholders downstream. That stormwater feeds into creeks, which farmers and graziers use for irrigation and stock purposes. Ian Pearce is an apple grower downstream of Orange.
We're not philosophically opposed to stormwater harvesting. I think it's a great concept. What we think might be able to happen, and we'd like to be able to negotiate with council about, is to use the stormwater harvesting and other measures to keep the levels of their main water supply dams at a much higher level. And then in the drier periods of the year, we would like to see that a base flow regime provided back to the creek, just in those dry periods when that environmental flow really is essential to the whole health of this little ecosystem.
The move by Orange City Council has attracted wide interest. It's now in talks with other regional councils, but hasn't been approached by councils from major capital cities.
Bridget Glanville reporting from the central western New South Wales city of Orange.